Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Fidelia, F-I-D-E-L-I-A, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Fidelia Rivera is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9-5-21. Apparently she slipped because the floor was wet and injured her hip. Apparently she always feels pain in her hip. Apparently she states she was hospitalized for this, but they're not undergoing any surgery. Apparently she received physical therapy and conservative treatment through approximately 8 months ago. Period. In paragraph as per her claim petition, she alleged she fell on a wet floor, injuring her low back, hip, and left arm / shoulder. Period. As per the medical record supplied, she was seen at Robert Wood Johnson on 9-5-21. With low back pain. Apparently she underwent x-rays that showed no acute findings. Period. That same day she had x-rays of the sacrum and coccyx that were normal. Period. X-rays of the left tibia and fibula showed no fracture or malalignment. Period. She had a non-contrast CT of the cervical spine that showed no evidence of acute fracture or traumatic malalignment. Period. CAT scan of the head showed no intracranial hemorrhage or mass effect. Period. New paragraph, she then was seen by a chiropractor on 10-19-21 named Dr. Fotiou, F-O-T-I-O-U. Period. He listed her subject, the complaints, and mechanism of injury. Period. He performed an exam and diagnosed traumatic insult to the soft tissues in the lower back and immediate spinal musculature, semicolon, lumbar strain and strain with bilateral sciatic neuralgia, semicolon, left shoulder sprain and strain, semicolon, acute traumatic injury to the lumbar spine and left shoulder. Period. He recommended a course of frequent chiropractic care. Period. This was instituted period. Dr. Fotiou also sent her for a lumbar MRI on 10-21-21 to be inserted. Period. The same day, she had an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 1-12-23, Ms. Rivera was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He opined that as a result of the fall, she sustained a lumbar sacral strain and strain with aggravation of pre-existing degenerative disc and facet disease in the lumbar spine. Period. Also felt she sustained a left shoulder contusion. Period. Since he last evaluated her, she attended physical therapy with 50% relief in her back discomfort. Period. She had stopped working around September or October 2022. Period. The building that she was doing housekeeping work in apparently had closed. Period. Dr. Lipschultz noted evaluating her previously on 6-30-22 when he recommended physical therapy that she ended up getting. Apparently she continues to have a major complaint of focal low back pain with some mild radicular symptoms into her left leg. Apparently despite this, she has no findings of lumbar radiculopathy on physical exam. Apparently she had no neurologic deficits in the lower extremities. Apparently she was not interested in pain management injections. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement relative to the incident of 9-5-21 and did not have any evidence of permanency. Period. He cleared her for full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities lower, normal. Hips and pelvis, normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees, and right rotation to 80 degrees. Grid rotation left was 60 degrees, comma, extension 40 degrees, comma, side bending right 15 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Thrust of that is normal. Thoracic, she had non-reproducible tenders to palpation in the midline at T1. Thrust of that is normal, lower sacral. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but extension elicited tenderness. Here, the rest of that is normal. Impressions on 9-5-21, Fidelia Rivera slipped and fell at work. Period, she was seen the same day at the hospital where she underwent numerous diagnostic studies that were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. She then came into the chiropractic care of Dr. Fodiou. Period, at his referral, she underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine and left shoulder. Period. She had a follow-up visit after a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz on 1-12-23. Period, he learned she had participated in physical therapy as he previously recommended. Period, although she was capable of working, she was currently unemployed. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Rivera was virtually benign throughout. Period, she had mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, she had full range of motion of the shoulders, as well as the thoracic and lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the low back, comma, hip, comma, left arm, or left shoulder. Period, end.